Hey, welcome back to the show. I am Dan Hafner. I really appreciate you joining today. I have a really, really interesting, different type of show. I'm going to show you in a second the interview I did for an actual startup founder. His name's John. He has a dating app that he created. I've always kind of wanted to do a very in-depth case study on this show. This is the first. It's not going to be the last by any stretch of the imagination. So I'm really, really excited. It's a dating app, which is kind of interesting with the big world of Tinder and Bumble and all these other things that are out there. Because it's for a specific niche. It's a really, really interesting story of how he went from just an idea to building it to actually having it live. We screen share, we go through some of it. It's kind of an encapsulation of his story. So this is a good show for you if you are also thinking about this. If you have an idea that you want to bring to life, this is someone from the trenches who's been going through it over the last year or so. So I'm super excited to bring you this interview. I'm going to share it here in a second. I'll see you on the other side, and I have a couple of things to add about it. But enjoy the interview. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. My name is Dan Hafner. So I have been kind of doing the show on and off for a very, very long time. We're back on again, so I'm very excited for this. Really appreciate all of you with the additional support and feedback and everything like that. So I haven't done a show like this in quite a while. I brought on a guest today by the name of John Pethke. I'm going to introduce you to him here in a second, but he actually has a really cool app that's going to be, I think, a very cool example and case study for any of you out there, thinking about doing an app or working with people or just like everything around the whole building process, the idea process, the launching process. He said he launched it in this past May. I've been wanting to do a case study like this, so I'm super excited to bring this to you guys. So let's bring John on. How you doing, John? Nice to meet you, man.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. John, I believe John is a veteran, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Well, thank you for your service. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
And we're here to talk about Koyamore, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about it, man. Tell us how you got the idea. Like, where did it come from?
Yeah. So Koyamore is a dating app for introverts. I was in my office at the beginning of last year and talking with some work friends, and we were talking about dating and dating apps, and I said I wish there was like an app for people that was more introverted and that would cater to them. And one of them said, you should make it. And I didn't know anything about business at the time. And so I went and did some research, and I found that there wasn't any really like apps that strongly catered to introverts. So I kind of went to a whiteboard. I bought this like classroom long whiteboard, and I just kind of wrote down all my research and kept, digging into things, comparing and contrasting other apps. And I took a picture of the whiteboard, erased everything, and then consolidated until it, was like what I wanted it to be. And then, I had to figure out how to develop it because I'm not like an IT person at all. So that was one of the initial points that was tough, because there's like so many options out there for developers, between like a singular person to a mid-sized company to a large company. So yeah, right. That was the start of that.
Okay, cool. So that was kind of the broad stroke of it. So I want to dive into each one of those. Before we go any further, I just want everyone to know, if you haven't done this already or haven't followed all the links that I post in the thought, that is what I do. I'm a software developer and app developer. I did not do the Koyamore app, just for disclosure. John and I met on a platform that I've advertised on the show called Podmatch, which is really, really awesome. If you haven't done it, check it out. But So I just wanted to get that disclaimer out there. I did not build the app. I have no stake in this game at all. What was your background? And did you have any background in business or technology or software or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. My background is more in management or quality. Those are kind of the things I've been working in the last few years. I currently work as a internal auditor for American Family Insurance.
Okay. So you're building the app as you still have something else going on?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Awesome. I like it. So, all right. So go take me back to that, that inspiration moment, you know, like was that, what was your initial thoughts? Were you like, when somebody said you should build it, were you like, yeah, right. Or did it like germinate and you were like, eventually like, oh, this could be a real thing. Like I could do this.
Yeah. So I was in a pretty comfortable spot in my life. You know, I was just, I've just been working on my master's and, just doing my day job. And, they said it. And like, my initial thought was like, you know, I don't know anything about that. And he's a very persistent individual and he's a great guy. James, he's like, no, you really should try to do this. Like I think it could be a good idea and, you know, you should go for it. And I took some time to think about it. I decided because I was so comfortable in life, I was like, well, I'll go for it. You know, it's a gamble for sure. I mean, starting any businesses, I'm not really, much of a gambler because, you know, gambling often relies on chance. And this is the same way in some capacity, but on the other hand, I am a hard worker. So, it felt like I could gamble on this because I can work for the chance to become better, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's a very good point. I think, just to kind of take that little divergence there real quick is, you know, I realize this too. I think a lot of people, when I first went down the path of entrepreneurship too, I think a lot of people, especially in like, if you don't come from a family of entrepreneurs or business people that have more normal 9-to-5 jobs, they start to see that as, oh my gosh, this is risky. This is a gamble. You don't know if this is going to work. And then you hear all these stats of, you know, 9 out of 10 businesses fail within the first 5 years and all this different stuff. And in reality, it's like, because you went and did research, right? If you go to the casino, you can't do research on
anything. Yeah,
it's illegal to do, right? Yeah. So it's more of a calculated risk instead of just a pure gamble, right?
It's true.
So, well, good for you, man. That's awesome. So, So how going then into that research phase? Well, actually, before we do that, I wanted to ask you, you know, with the idea of the app, it's really interesting because I think a lot, like, I got to admit, I'm married, I'm off the market, or I might be a user of this because I call myself more of an introverted extrovert. I can be like on the show, I could be extroverted, but I'm naturally an introvert. Like I build software, like I like to sit and do stuff, you know? So when did you start to realize like, oh, there's a market for this because there's other people like me that there's a place for Koyamore in the market?
I think it was a continuous realization. I mean, initially, you know, while doing the research, I couldn't really find anything. There was like two websites. One was just a website and one was an app. And one was a website that was just very poorly made. So I was under the assumption that they gave up on it. But the app wasn't really like... It was more social media, like there's a Nomo. I don't know if you've heard of that. It really just operates under like kind of like a social media app that just focuses on anonymity. It didn't really operate like a dating app, even though like there were some comments out there like that it worked that way. So, you know, the biggest competition are just like the main dating apps, and they focus on trying to bring in as many people as possible, but they have like some features that are like good for introverts. So I think with the initial research, it was just pretty clear right away that there wasn't anything that was strong for introverts. And then, you know, as time went on, you know, I'll periodically look around still, but there's nothing like strongly saying, you know, we're here to help just introverts.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll pull up your site here in a second, because I was taking it. It really does speak it you know, to that user and that stuff. So that's good. But while I'm doing that, how did you? I mean, I get like the Koi, you know, being Koi. Is it? How did you come up with the name?
Yeah, actually, so the parent company is IntroWoo LLC, which is what I wanted the name to be. But I spoke with a lawyer, and you know, they said like for future use purposes, you should probably change the name to something else just because of like trademarking ability. So I went back to the drawing board on that, and my brother had mentioned you should use, you know, the word koi in some capacity, because it's like synonymous with shy. Not to say all introverts are shy, but it, you know, it gets the word across. And then I was like, well, amore could be good, because it's, you know, it's Italian for love. And yeah, so that's kind of how we came up with the name.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but I'm just playing around here more. I didn't see that you had, you know, you have a whole influencers program, you have a testers community in here. So how are you using this to grow the app as you go?
Yeah, so the influencers program, we haven't gotten a lot of use out of. I am working with one influencer who has been, you know, very helpful, and he's very enthusiastic. It's Chad Kowalsek.
Okay.
He's out of California. He does like a lot of uplifting content, and he's been great. The testers community its initial use was for like testing the app when we released it, so we could like break it and find out all the bugs. Now we keep it out there in case anybody is like, they want to just test it or provide any kind of like feedback. So we kind of just kept it out there for that.
Okay. So, all right. So let's go back into those features. I mean, how did you identify, you mentioned like all the other different, so I'll stop sharing here. We were showing that a little bit there. So you mentioned, you know, like the other, you know, when I think of dating apps, I think of like Tinder, those types of things. I was kind of after the big online dating thing. I remember when I moved to DC originally, I was, you know, I had a girlfriend. I had gotten a girlfriend right before I moved there. She's now my wife. But I never was in the online dating game. I feel like I would have been, you know, I moved there single and done all that stuff, but I never really got involved in it. But you know, how did you think, like what type of features did you say, okay, like these apps do this, how can I, you know, do these a little bit better or do these differently for the people that I'm targeting?
Yeah, so we do keep some features in there that are like typical, that I think are just good staples to have in a dating app. So that would be like, if you're not paying for the app, that's where a lot of these features you would have to pay. But if you are paying for the app, if you're not paying for the app, reveal is like if somebody likes your profile and you can't see them right away, you can pay initially to reveal them. And see their profile. And then the other like staple was like, we just renamed it to our own thing is retract. It's like, if you accidentally swipe on somebody, then,
that's
cool.
Can
go back or profile. But then, you know, I really want to make this into something that's catering more to introverts. So I had to think about what things, would be, mindful of them. So, I came up with this idea, and that's our blind date feature. And so when two users match and start talking, there's a toggle option. And if one user toggles it on, it lets the app know you're ready to go on a date with them, but it doesn't let the other user know until that other user also toggles it on. And then the app will let them both know, that they want to date each other. So it's like a second layer of matching, and it takes the fear out of asking somebody out.
Interesting.
Thanks. Yeah, that one I'm proud of.
That's cool.
Apart from that, like introverted features, like we have like a lot of like pre-catered answers or like questions in the app when you're making your profile. So that way, if you don't want to think about writing about yourself a lot, we have some questions that can kind of display who you are in a very simple way. And then we also have the option for like a bio if you want to write that, because it's a, I've heard a mix of things. Some people like to talk about themselves and some don't. So our connect to connect feature is actually how people match. So like we couldn't use swipe or anything like that because that Tinder patented that.
So what
I thought of is I think like to help engagement, instead of like a simple check mark that you have to tap or an X that you have to tap, we kind of used our logo to make this. So when you're scrolling up and down on a profile, at the bottom of the profile, there's this little heart on the left and then a cloud on the right, which is like kind of what our logo is. So in order to match with somebody, you have to tap the heart and drag it and drop it into the cloud. So that kind of helps with engagement. You can't just like mindlessly, you know, keep tapping, and it also helps with like, you won't be able to accidentally, match with someone as easily because of that. So,
okay. Interesting. That's interesting. You had to kind of go around the swiping feature.
That's
interesting. All right. So what are your plans for the future? What are you kind of like, as far as feature set, like, What other things are you trying to include?
Yeah. The only other one I was going to mention is that our match algorithm is based on the 5 universal love languages. So that's like, when you're creating your profile, you get to reorder your love languages in the preferred order, and that's how users are paired together. But yeah, future, you know, we're still editing things. I actually removed the mile limiter in the app recently because I wanted, before we had like, you can only see people within a mile, certain mile range.
Right.
And I felt we should just remove that completely, because if people get on the app that aren't, I just want them to be able to see that there's anybody on the app. If, you know, since we're still new, people might be joining from different states and stuff. So, so I've been doing a lot of like market research and interviewing a lot of people right now about like what kind of pain points they have with online dating. And I'd say like one of the most reoccurring ones is engagement. And that, you know, that kind of comes in the form of a lot of different ways on both ends of the receiving and providing part of engagement. So that's something I really want to focus on when we do add more development, to help people understand what to say, and also the initial like message, because a lot of people can be lazy in how they message, and that's not always a indicator of who they are as a person. So I'd like to incorporate something where there's like kind of like an icebreaker feature where it gives you and the other user the ability to not have to think so hard into putting all of your effort into one message. It can be like equal. So that's definitely something that I want to work on, because I don't, even for normal individuals who aren't introverted, it can be difficult for them with that.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Very cool. All right. So a lot more questions to ask you. Everyone stick around. We're going to take a quick minute break. We'll be right back and we'll dive more into the Koyamore app. All right. We'll be right back.
Introducing Launchpad, the perfect partner to help you launch your dream project to the world. We know that time is of the essence, and we are here to help you make the most of it. With Launchpad, you'll get access to the most advanced digital tools and strategies to take your idea from a mere concept to a fully fledged success. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a seasoned pro, we have everything you need to make your mark in the world. So why wait? It's time to take the leap and make your vision a reality. Launchpad, your ultimate launch partner. Let's make magic together.
Hey friends, this is Ben Hummel. I'm the host of the Genius Way Show, where you'll learn to access your inner gifts, talents, and callings, and how to express them out in the world. Join me here each Sunday at noon Pacific time on the Achieve TV network, right here on E360 TV.
All right, welcome back in. I'm talking with John Pethke again, the author, the creator, and the founder of the Koyamore app. John, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. This has been really fun so far. So, as I mentioned before, let's dive more into. So we kind of went through your idea phase, your research phase. So now you're at this place, and I believe this was earlier this year, where you had to make up your mind of like, okay, how do I build this thing?
Yeah.
So kind of walk me through that process. How did all that go down?
Yeah. So it was last year that we had to, or like I had to, because I'm alone in this right now, or kind of that I had to figure out how to develop it. So again, went back to the computer and did a lot more research and the things. I spoke with a local dev and had a conversation with him about like you know, what kind of things I should be looking for in a developer. And I found that there's just, you know, so many options out there. And so what I kind of started to do was just interview as many companies as I could, because I was trying to get a feel for things and, you know, understand price points and stuff. Mind you, I have no idea if I did any of it. I don't think you can do it correctly, but, you know, I did it to the best of my ability. Yeah. After going through a bunch of interviews with companies, I found one that the owner called me and we had a good conversation. It turns out they were also building a dating app at the time, but it was in a completely different country for a completely different like demographic of people. So, and that was Code Glow Technologies. They're a local company, but they made their app in India. It's called Pavo. And so that was an attractive thing to me because they have already had a lot of experience in making an app that was, you know, similar enough to mine to the point where it wasn't like necessarily competition.
Right. So all over the country. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we decided to move forward with that. We started development in May of 2022. We finished development in May of 2023. In between that time, we ended up partnering. So that's how I found the development company. Past that, you know, we had to go through phases of development. So initially it's like, the mock-ups stage where we kind of wireframed all of the designs and stuff. When I was like doing my research and kind of writing on the whiteboard, I basically drew out what I wanted each screen to look like, which, you know, I'm not an artist or anything, but I think I got the point across enough to like show exactly what I wanted. I also hired someone externally to kind of make some wireframes so I could present, you know, my image of what I wanted it to be.
Before I didn't mean to interrupt you, but before you get into that, I have a question. But that's how I do it too. I also start with hand draw. So just a quick random question. Out of all the different companies you looked at and quotes you got, I'm curious, like what was the most outrageous price or the highest price point that you were quoted for it, if you don't mind sharing?
I don't actually remember. It's not that I'm uncomfortable sharing. I just don't remember what all of the other ones were.
Okay. Yeah. I just like to ask, cause that's always something I tell people when I did my first app, it was a running fitness app. Before I built that myself cause I ended up doing it myself. But I think the highest quote that I got was, I think it was about $200,000.
Sure.
Yeah. To have it built. Maybe it was, may have been more than that. I don't, it was $200,000 to $250,000, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a bit much for me at the time. And right. I was working like a $12 an hour job. You know what I mean? yeah. Anyway. So continue, go on. I was just curious if you remember, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. So wireframing. So you did some hand drawing things and then where to go from there.
Yep. Yeah. So, with CodeGlow, we started doing our own wireframes of everything, which is, you know, a lot to figure out. It's partially design work, but not so much design in the app, since this is just making pictures essentially of what you want it to look like. And then they use that to then start the design. So once we got through the wireframes and we felt good there, then we started on the design aspect, which was probably my favorite part because I got to be completely involved in that the whole way, because it was all about pretty much what I wanted it to look like. And that was very enjoyable. Like, there weren't really any pain points in that. It was just, I was involved in the process. I had constant meetings, and yeah, that was a lot of fun. The part that wasn't as fun was the actual development part, because there was nothing I could really do to assist in the process of developing the app, since, you know, I'm not IT. So I had to practice patience in general. You know, the initial release was like nowhere near, like, we did not touch the release date or even come close to touching it.
Yeah, that normally happens.
That's what I hear. So, you know, but patience is key. So I had to figure out other stuff to do. There's plenty to work on, you know, for any business in general. So there was other things I could do, just not
like what? So while it was being built, what did you work on?
Yeah. Research into what things I could like do for marketing. That's always another thing. Accounting stuff. I'd say marketing is a big one for this kind of a business. I think it's the main expense in general.
Well, it's a very competitive niche you're into.
Yeah.
Dating market. Yeah.
Yep. So that, I'd say that was like the majority of it. And in addition to writing a business plan, creating up with a pitch deck, you know, I would do periodic, like there are there's a lot of pitch competitions in our area. It's a pretty big area for small business development. So
are you seeking funding right now?
I'd say we are seeking funding right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. If you're listening to this and you would like to donate or not donate, back Koya Moore, definitely hit us up, or we can give more information at the end. That's interesting. Very, very cool. So, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're good. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good. No, yeah, go ahead.
So that's okay. So, and you did all this while still working a job, doing all this different stuff. So how much time would you say you spent on that kind of stuff while it was in development?
It's varied. I keep track of all the time I work on it. Just because, I'd say I probably put in more time now than I did at that point. Now that the app is out, there's, you know, I've learned a lot as far as opportunities for marketing, such as, you know, doing these podcasts, or I just recently hired a marketing manager. So we have a couple things that we're working on there. In addition, like just kind of guerrilla warfare marketing, I'll go to like different towns and like advertise, like post flyers up and stuff. And I'm also, you know, I was in an accelerator last year for the business, and that really provided a lot of opportunities. I'd say networking is huge to do. Like the amount of people I've met and resources I've gained from networking has been like just great. So I go to a lot of networking groups. I think I have like 3 this week. So it's, you know, I put in a decent amount of hours outside of my day job. So,
okay. So you're doing the legwork. You're really marketing and trying to get it out there. So good for you. That's awesome. So, that's a really, really, really neat story. So, let's move on to this last piece here. App advice. So you kind of been through the whole thing. I mean, it sounds like it's been a couple year journey and you're still, you know, just kind of getting started, honestly. I mean, people don't realize, I think you're probably starting to realize it, like, just be like, everyone wants to launch an app or do these types of things, but it's a lot more than just getting the thing done. Like, once it's done, there's a lot of work that comes after that, right? I compared to I grew up hunting, you know, with my dad and everything, and they always said, you know, the work starts when you pull the trigger. Like when you actually harvest something, then you have to, you know, you have to field dress, you have to drag it out, you have to do all these different things with it that people don't like realize a lot. And I think the same thing is true with, you know, especially with software, with apps, all those types of things. So so what you know, from start to finish, what kind of advice would you give someone if they're looking to do an app?
Yeah, you know, do your research. I think there's always a fear in anyone who's starting a business's mind, or if it's not always, it's, you know, not uncommon that if you don't start it now, someone else is going to end up thinking of it and doing it before you. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably not very true. And I would definitely keep that at the forefront of your mind so you can take your time and do it right and do your research. You know, even if you think it's the best idea in the world, you know, take your time and do it right. So I would say that, you know, patience is key in everything, not just in the situation that I had with waiting for development. Even now, you know, I'm just practicing patience with, you know, getting users and finding marketing opportunities. You know, I'm not a marketing guru by any means, so I'm hoping this person I hired is going to be very helpful for me, but it took me a while to find them. And again, going through a lot of interview processes, you know, I went and interviewed a lot of other marketing companies, and this one was just the right fit for not only financial reasons, but, you know, they presented to me a lot of good data, which is nice to see. And they, you know, it showed enthusiasm, which was awesome. So, yeah, I'd say, you know, in building an app, as far as that goes, yeah, you know, take your time.
I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that, actually, just as another quick remark on my end. You know, I've been through that too. I think, and I look back on my first venture when I started, I think all of us, we like when you're an app founder, you think that, oh my gosh, this is like going to be the day that changes the world. And you think that everyone, like, why didn't anyone else do this?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I love the advice. There's a big marketing name out there by the name of Billie Jean. He said, there's no such thing as $1 million ideas. There's just $1 million execution. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love what you said about, you know, oh man, I have heard of people who've had ideas and then they waited on them. And then they actually saw the app come out and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't do that. But that's been like one or two times ever I've heard of that. Like, by and large, if you have the idea and you have, you know, so many people want to be protective of it. I mean, was that, I'm interested, did you do like NDAs when you were getting started with it?
With the company I was working with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. We signed NDAs.
Okay. Because some people are very stickler about that, and some people don't really care. You know,
it was a good point going into that conversation with CodeGlow. I didn't know that their dating app, what its background was, what its name was, or where they were releasing it, and they didn't know what I wanted to do. And that was the whole reason for the NDA, is to make sure that, you know, we're protecting our own ideas. And it turns out it wasn't really needed, but it was a smart move to do.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I'm going to put this up here for you guys. If you're watching the show on E360 or on YouTube, you can go to koyamore.com. That's where you can start, or you can download the app. If you're listening to this, you're like, kind of want to try it out, go to the App Store, Google Play. It's available now. It's a free app download, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. So there you go, guys. Name we also mentioned, is that where they can go if they want to contact you about any kind of fundraising opportunities, maybe sponsorship ideas?
There's a email we have on there. It's info@introwood.com. I would get it. Otherwise, my first name, John, JON@koyamore.com will work too.
Okay. There you go, guys. Looking for something to invest in. There you go. All right. So that is going to be a wrap for this. Really appreciate you coming on, John. Thank you so much. Really interested to see how the app grows. Best of luck with it. Maybe we could have you back on here in, you know, another year or so and kind of see how things go. And really excited for you, man. Congratulations on publishing and getting it going and doing the work to market it and grow it. And thank you for coming on and kind of going through your story. I appreciate that because it's really good for people out there to hear, like, hey, this is where I got the idea. This is how I went and did it. And then you actually did it because so many people just get stuck in that idea phase forever.
That's true. Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Dan.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. I will see you on the other side of this. And John, we appreciate you. Best of luck, man.
Thanks.